real estate. And when you're looking to buy a home, one important part of the process is deciding what are your must-haves versus what the things you can live without when you're going through those houses and seeing what they have and don't have. And here to help us put that list together, Ron Citron of Long & Foster. And this is always a, well, I don't know, it's a fun process. Sometimes it's fun, most of the time it's not, because you have to give or take a few things when you're looking into new homes, because not all homes are built alike. So how do we even start this process?
Yeah, to how to start. So, you know, we go from looking for the perfect home to the most ideal home. And I think one of the things to, for people to keep in mind is there's three, think of it as a three-legged stool, and there's three parts to this.
Mm-hmm.
It's the location that somebody wants. It's the actual house in terms of the physical size of the house and the number of bedrooms and bathrooms that somebody wants. And then lastly, it's just what is the overall condition? And if you think of this as a three-legged stool, you want to try and keep it as balanced as possible to try and meet the needs of all three of those characteristics of the home.
The question always becomes, what are some things can be done in projects down the road, and some things aren't as easy to turn into a project down the road. What are some of the things that you might say, well, I can do this down the road, it's not going to set me back that much? What are some of those projects that we can maybe hold off on?
It seems like everything will set you back.
I know, right? Well, just depends on how much, I guess.
Right. So think in this term, we have to make that trade-off. Let's say you're buying a house and you have to choose between, do I want a larger house that needs upgrades to bring it up to the standard that I want, or can I get the house that's perfect cosmetically done already, yet maybe it's a little bit smaller than what I need for, you know, my future plans and as the family grows, et cetera. So with that, ideally, if the footprint is big enough and you can just upgrade it over time, that's going to ultimately be a lot easier to do and cost you less. Because if you need to expand the footprint of the house, it's going to be very expensive. Two, you're going to probably have to move out if they're going to break exterior walls or raise your roof or something like that. You're going to have to move out. It's going to be very expensive. So to the extent you can get a larger home and upgrade it, you'll find that an easier choice than expanding out the back.
Now, talk about with sellers. Sometimes you may be able to get something added to the list from a seller. Obviously, right now we don't see, you know, with the market as it is, that might be easier said than done. But is that a potential idea? Maybe something you want done with the house, see if the seller will do it?
In this market, we really don't find that's the norm. I mean, of course, you'll do a home inspection, and if there's a defect, the seller will, you know, will typically give a credit to help fix a defect. But sellers aren't going to upgrade the house for a potential buyer. If they were going to do that, they'd do it before they put it on the market and then sell it at a higher price to begin with. I think at the end of the day, I think the bottom line for the purchaser is when you're thinking between location and the size of the house and the condition of the house, when you're thinking about those three different elements and how to balance them out, you really want to know yourself and know these are the things I can live with and these are the things that I know if I compromise on, it's just really going to bug me, and try and let that enter into your decision process.
All right. Well, it's always a fun process. You know, it is a fun process. It's just there are always some hiccups along the way, I guess.
We try and minimize them, but yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Ron. That's Ron Citron of Long & Foster, and you can check out his website, roncitron.com. It's 11:14, sports just ahead.